What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast. Your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Don't forget that my podcast is pre-recorded, video version and audio version. The video version goes to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Rumble, BitChute, Twitter, and Twitch. And audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much more. This video I'm gonna get into kind of goes along with the video I reacted to yesterday about the Muslims protesting against the schools trying to not allow the Muslim kids to opt out of Pride books. And now we're gonna play an audio here real soon where a teacher is trying to force a Muslim kid to accept. And to accept the Pride Month and to accept and support Pride Month. Before we do that, I want to get into a advertisement from Dizzle Brand. We got an ad here with Dizzle Meets Langer's Juices. I played like once before and I want to play it again. So for those that like Langer's Juices, go get you some Langer's juice and then get online and order you some Dizzle. Let's get into this little promotion we have right now.
Play safe, vacate all women and children. I spit it out. Special delivery.
I want that.
Special delivery.
I need that.
Special delivery.
Can I have that?
Special delivery. Yeah. Yeah. Special delivery.
I want come on. That. Come on.
Special delivery.
I need
come
that.
On. Special delivery.
Can I have that?
Come on! Special delivery. If you ain't ready, I'ma bust through your curtain. Encore, you're not sure, I'm certain. Wait, make sure the mic working. Make cake, sort of like earth, wind, and fire.
You see it right there, Dizzle. And it looks like the video did not fully play, but which is fine. You can sit there and see the bottle and just. Anytime you go in a store in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas, pick up the Dizzle. If you want to order it online, go to DizzleBrand.com. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mix with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. All you got to do is throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, must be 21 and over, shipping and handling is included. Go to dizzlebrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage, and like I said, there's locations below that in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas as well. And the Dizzle brand merch on dizzlebrand.com merchandise store. Or on Etsy.com, you can search for Dizzle Brand or Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. It's Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. And of course, I put all the links in the descriptions of all my videos. But that's the new blue label that we got. And it definitely looks nicer and stands out more than the black and gold label. And whatnot. And of course, we got the crest for the logo as well to offset, you know, the name, because Dizzle's more of a black urban name, and Dizzle's for everybody. It's for whites, it's for blacks, Hispanics, Asians, Dominicans, Puerto Ricans. I mean, anybody who likes agave tequila, if you like cognac, you know. Try it out. And to be honest with you, I'm not a much of a drinker, but of all the things I've drank in my life, liquor wise, 1,000% Dizzle is the best liquor I've ever drank, straight up. Just straight up on ice. Henny, you gotta have Coke. Gin, you gotta have juice. You know, my rap name is Paul Masson. Paul Masson tastes like shit by itself. You know, you gotta have Coke with Paul Masson. So, yeah, let's get into this video. Special delivery.
Talk about yet again another story involving Muslims in Pride. If you guys watched my last video, I did a video about Muslims in the U.S., more specifically in Montgomery County, Maryland, protesting against a school board policy that does not allow their children to opt out of LGBTQ education in books in school. Okay, and again, it's really a shame because one, that shouldn't be mandated in school, right? We shouldn't be having these books in school at all. But two, they're mandating that the books be in school and then telling parents that, hey, you can't opt out of your kid learning about this stuff. Even though it goes directly against their religion, okay? Yep. And again, we have another story involving Muslims that is not in the U.S., is actually in Canada, involving a teacher, a woke teacher that got caught in an audio recording berating a student who is Muslim for skipping out on Pride Day events at school. And I want to go ahead and play the audio clip for you guys because, again, this is very disturbing that you're seeing teachers berating students in school who are refusing, right? Who refuse to go along with the Pride agenda that is being pushed basically everywhere in the Western world. So without further ado, let's go ahead and roll the clip.
Well, I'll tell you, you are out to lunch. If you think it's acceptable to not show up because you think there's some pride activities going on at school, right? Oh, that's fine. You know, because I'm going to show my opinion by hanging out at the mall. But meanwhile, all those kids who are, you know, involved in, say, the Gay Straight Alliance or whatever, I don't even know if we have that anymore in our school, they're here when we did Ramadan for Lion Time. And they're showing respect in the class for your religion, right? For your beliefs. It goes two ways. If you want to be respected for who you are, if you don't want to suffer prejudice for your religion, your color of skin, your whatever, then you better give it back to people who are different from you.
Your whatever.
That's how it works. It's an exchange. And it isn't like that in all countries. As I told you, in Uganda, literally, if they think you're gay, they will execute you.
Lies.
If you believe that kind of thing, then you don't belong here. Because that is not what Canada believes. We believe in freedom. We believe that people can marry whomever they want. That is in the law. And if you don't think that should be the law, you can't be Canadian. You don't belong here. And I mean it.
Wow.
I really mean it. And it's not a joke, Mansoor. I said back and forth. You want it, you got to give it.
Before Mr. Greg Foreman probably goes off on this, I'm pretty sure they didn't force the kids to go support the Ramadan. And, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine today. She could go on whatever rant she wants. Muslims ain't having that. Muslims ain't having that. I'm going to tell you that right now. They are not going for that. Muslims are more serious about religion than most Christians in America. And this is in all throughout the world, to be honest with you. All throughout the world. Like, if you think of the most hypocritical group of religious people, Christians are probably at, like, almost at the top of the list as a whole, especially in America. Muslims, like, are Muslims every day of the week. You know, they pray at a certain time, like once or twice a day. They fast, things of that nature. They don't eat pork. I can tell you right now, a lot of Christians eat pork. And I don't know if the Christian Bible says you're not supposed to, but they eat pork. But Muslims ain't going for this. She could go on whatever rant. They are not going for this. You don't get to indoctrinate Muslim kids, man. And I'm not a Muslim, but I'm speaking for all Muslims when I say this. Trust me, man. Trust me. My friend is a Muslim. We talked about this today. I am speaking in behalf of all Muslims when I say this. You can't indoctrinate their kids. They're not going to have it. They're not going to let it fly. And you don't get the... This is the thing. Like, religion and sexuality are two different things, man. We're talking about religion and sexuality. That's not even apples and oranges, man. Now you're comparing like apples to pears and mangoes, man. Like, what are we talking about here? We're comparing religion to sexuality. You're saying, oh, I have to support your sexuality in order for you to support my religion. But even though I don't have a religion, I'm not Christian nor Muslim. I was raised Christian. My sister's Christian. Her husband's Christian. Most decent human beings in the world and the best parents on the planet I've ever seen with my own two eyes. I could tell you that much. I could tell you I haven't seen a Democratic set of parents that are better than my sister and her husband. But yeah, this is forcing sexuality on kids, man. We're talking about religion and sexuality. And you're saying, oh, you have to accept my sexuality in order for me to accept your religion. What the fuck are we talking about here? Let's keep it moving.
This makes me angry.
Be angry, sorry, bitch. Be angry, bitch. Just be angry.
Yeah,
bitch.
So we got to correct some misinformation here, right, yeah, that was in that clip before we move forward in reference to Uganda, okay? Because this teacher said that literally in Uganda, they will execute you for being gay, which is not true. According to their new law on this subject matter, actually what it does is that it punishes people with death for what they call aggravated homosexual acts. Like, for example, infecting somebody with HIV, okay, knowingly, or, for example, trying to have sex with children, okay, aka rape with children, right, which... Again, to me, if you think that that is anti-LGBTQ, you're saying a whole lot about the LGBTQ movement that I'm not saying, right? I'm not saying that you're saying that. I'm just saying, right? Let's make it clear here because, again, there was some misinformation there in that clip where that teacher was berating that student who apparently is Muslim, who says, look, I don't want to participate in this, right? I'm actually going to skip school. When you guys are doing these activities, because it goes against my religion, right? I don't want to take any part in this, right? So clearly you have people who are Muslim who were not okay with this. So let's read some of the comments here. This person says, fascists and bigoted so-called liberals, they construct a moral framework centered around inclusivity, but if one does not conform to their predefined standards, they exclude you. Yeah, that's exactly what happens, right? Their version of diversity and inclusion excludes whites, okay? First and foremost, if you're white, you don't count, and you especially don't count if you are a straight white male, okay? If you're a straight white male, boy, you will never be included in diversity and inclusion. But also, at the same time, if you are not liberal, if you're not progressive, okay, if you don't go along with the radical left agenda, then you're also not included. And it doesn't matter what your skin color is or your sex or, you know, who you like to sleep with or whether or not you like your genitalia. if you're a so-called minority and you don't agree with the progressive slash liberal agenda, you're not included in diversity, equity, and inclusion anymore, right? That's kind of how it goes, right? People are figuring that out the hard way. Why force people to identify with you? She should be fired immediately. Religion and LGBTQ plus are not one and the same. Parents in Edmonton need to do a huge pushback. Our only hope is divine intervention. Pride is a religion now. Getting your kids out of school is the only move on the board right now. They're basically...
Let me stop. See, and that's the thing. That's what this is going to end up leading to. Is parents are I'm gonna tell you right now, man. I don't know about Christians. They probably won't, because a lot of them, like I said, they're not as devout. A lot of them are only Christians on Sundays, but Muslims, it does get super heavy, it goes to like too many schools. You best believe that they're gonna be sitting there and taking their kids out of schools and homeschooling them. 1,000%, man.
Telling kids to compromise on their religion. Well, they can do the most Canadian thing ever and politely say no, right? Yeah, I mean, again, it's funny because these people are supposed to be tolerant. But again, what they do is they actually are intolerant towards anybody who doesn't agree with them. In fact, they went as far as to tell these Muslim students or the Muslim student,
you're not Canadian,
that, hey,
you're not Canadian.
You need to leave the country.
Yeah, you don't belong here.
You ain't Canadian if you don't agree with me. Okay? Ain't that hilarious how that works? It reminds me of Joe Biden.
Which is crazy because that's the same thing in the video I reacted to yesterday that he did where they told the not the one yesterday, the one with the girls and the biological boy was dressed in the locker room in Vermont. They told them, you know, it's Vermont law. If you feel uncomfortable, you might want to move to another state, basically. You know, that's what's going to happen here. Like, you know, these places is going to be like, well, you don't agree with us. You don't belong here. Move to a whole other state. And that's why we're definitely going to become the divided states of America probably in my lifetime.
Biden, you ain't black if you don't agree with me, right? What's the difference between what this teacher just said and some, I don't know, white bigot telling Mexicans, right, to get out of the country, right? Go back to where you came from, right? Go back over there over yonder, right?
Much.
I'm just saying, there's no
not
difference
much.
To me, okay? It's the same thing, except maybe you can argue that the white bigot is not actually a bigot if the Mexican is here illegally, right? They're telling somebody, hey, go back to where you came from because they're over here illegally and they're committing crimes and they're agents of chaos, then, yeah, I think it's justified to tell that person, hey, go back to where you came from, right? Or maybe telling somebody to go back to where they came from if, you know, they happen to be a person of color and they talk about how much they hate the country that they're in, that everything is terrible and that, you know, it's the worst place ever and yada, yada, yada. Okay, well, go back to where you came from then since this country's so bad. I'm just saying there's certain instances where I think telling people to go back to where they came from is legitimate and rational, right? But in this situation right here, telling a student to go back to where they came from or to leave a country, right, to leave Canada because they don't want to accept pride, right, is just, I think, ridiculous, okay? I think it's extremely ridiculous. But, again, this is getting a whole lot of pushback here, and I want to read about it because I think it's clear and obvious that this teacher should be fired, effective immediately. But, again, this is Canada. So let's read here. Five Pillows also shared a letter dated Saturday, June 3rd, 2023, purportedly written by the school principal, Ed Charpentier. Quote, many of you may have heard an audio recording of a teacher at Londonbury School circulating on social media channels, reads the letter. Quote, I want to emphasize that the views expressed by the teacher do not reflect the values of acceptance, inclusion, and belonging that are so strong at Londonbury School. A phone number given at the bottom.
That's complete bullshit, what they just said. That's complete bullshit. Keep it moving.
Bottom of the letter leads to the school's central directory. The letter's date suggests that the incident took place sometime last week. Edmonton Public Schools added the following on Tuesday in an email to members of the media. Quote, we are aware of the audio recording of a teacher at Londonbury School circulating on social media channels. The school and division are taking steps to address the situation. Due to the division's legislated privacy obligations, we are not able to provide any further information. While the teacher was clearly out of line, the recording nevertheless reflects a religious tension that's playing across Canada and increasingly elaborate in school pride celebrations. Evidence is starting to mount that Muslim students are opting out in mass from pride-related activities, going as far as to skip school on designated pride days. Wow. Again, that's kind of base, right? Muslims are saying, we ain't participating in this at all. We ain't showing up to school, okay, on days where, you know, y'all are celebrating pride, right, which, again, should not be happening in school. We ain't showing up, right? We ain't coming. London, Ontario, a city where nearly 10% of residents identify as Muslim, has been hit by a wave of absences over school days dedicated to LGBTQ visibility. Just last month, nearly one-third of students enrolled at London's largest elementary school stayed home as the district commemorated the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia, as the National Post Tristan Hopper reported. A majority of students absent that day appeared to be from Muslim families. At least six other schools in the London area reported higher than usual absences that day. A similar mass absence broke out 3 months earlier when the elementary school marked Rainbow Day. Wow. Wow. So this is clearly a coordinated effort, okay? It's a coordinated effort that is probably being led by parents, okay? Parents are probably saying, look, I'm not sending you to school on Pride Day, right? I don't want you to learn about this stuff. We're not supporting it. Therefore, you can't go, okay? And that's probably what's happening here. Let's read more. A subsequent public statement from London.
I don't need to hear more. Clearly, there's an agenda. Like I said, this is the deal. They're basically trying to force it upon the kids because they can't force it upon the adults. You know, and transphobia is not even a real thing. Because transgenderism is not even real. Because it's a make-believe, imaginary, made-up, false reality. It's you know, anybody can identify as anything nowadays. Like, once you start saying, you know, a man can identify as a woman and a woman can identify as a man, anybody can identify as anything nowadays. You've opened up this rabbit hole where everybody can just make believe they're whatever they want to make believe. You know, but I can tell you right now, man, if anybody's going to push back on this transgenderism more than Christians, it's going to be Muslims. It's going to be Muslims. And I'm not one of those people that started hating every Muslim after 9/11. You know, my rapping partner is a Muslim. His whole family is Muslim. I know other people that are Muslim. I got friends of, you know, a few different religions. Like, I'm not one of those people that just because we don't agree on everything across the board that we can't be friends. You know, I'm also friends with people who are friends with people I just totally dislike, you know, and that doesn't make me stop being their friend just because they're friends with somebody I totally dislike, especially if they were friends with them before they were friends with me, you know, and even if they were friends with them afterwards. I mean, that their friends, the friendship they have is separate from the friendship we have, you know, and that's the thing. Like, I don't go into things with these biased mindset views unless it's Duke versus Carolina, because I'm a Tar Heel fan. But yeah, man, I've heard enough. Muslims ain't gonna go for this. And I told a few people before, man, I started reacting to these couple videos last few days that the way that they're attacking Christians for pushing back on transgenderism, Muslims are definitely ain't gonna fly with that. And I don't know if how much the Jewish community is gonna be down with it either. You know, maybe some Catholics. I don't know if especially like South America's a lot of Catholics in South America. I don't know if they're gonna be down with it. We know a lot of African countries ain't down with it. That's the thing. Like, one country doesn't get to force their ideologies and views on the whole world, man. We got to stop this, man. Like, trying to force everybody to be like America or Canada or like the West. Like, that alone is going to cause war. That's going to cause dispute. That's going to cause disagreements, trying to force things upon people. You know, you're trying to force them. And if you can't force them, you try to shame them into forcing them. And I still don't know why transgenders and gays are bunched together. They're not even the same. That's apples and oranges. But gays, I guess, allowing themselves to be bunched with this transgenders, you know. And I think it's more of an enemy of my enemy is my friend kind of mentality. And that's what's going to go on with the Christians and Muslims. They're going to tag team up together, and they're going to push back on the transgenderism. It's going to be an enemy of my enemy is my friend. Which I never really thought. Like I said, that protest I saw with the Christians and the Muslims out there together, I would have never thought I would have seen that. And you're going to see a lot more of Christians and Muslims protesting together against transgenderism. I guarantee that, especially if you're indoctrinating their kids. Muslims definitely ain't flying with that. I'm telling you. Some Christians might let you get away with it. A lot more Christians than Muslims. But I would argue, man, zero Muslims. Zero. Zero. When I mean zero, not one Muslim on this planet is going to let you get away with an indoctrinating their kids in these American middle schools and elementaries. They're not going to fly with it. And, hey, I'm with them on it. I agree with them on this. I'm on their side, even though I'm not Muslim and I'm not Christian either no more. I believe in the laws of nature, natural law. And this doesn't, natural law doesn't agree with this either. This doesn't, align with natural law either. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.